Have you ever noticed how much time we spend on the road? From daily commutes to road trips, cars are at the heart of modern life here in the US. But as you sit in traffic, have you ever thought about the air you're breathing? Or how the fuel in your tank impacts the world around us? With climate change on the rise and gas prices fluctuating, is it time for all cars to go electric? What would that mean for you and for the planet? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, all cars should be electric, and comes from the environment category in our collab deck with The Conversationalist. Let's dig in. The concept of electric cars isn't new. In fact, the first electric vehicles, EVs, were developed in the early 19th century. However, the rise of gasoline-powered engines in the 20th century pushed EVs to the sidelines. Today, with growing environmental concerns and advancements in battery technology, electric cars are making a massive comeback. Electric vehicles run on rechargeable batteries instead of internal combustion engines that burn fossil fuels. Major automakers like Tesla, Ford, and GM have invested heavily in EV technology. And governments worldwide are offering incentives to encourage their adoption. Here are some key statistics to keep in mind. Transportation accounts for about 27% of greenhouse gas emissions in the US. The International Energy Agency, IEA, reports that EVs emit about half as much CO2 over their lifetime compared to gasoline cars. And Bloomberg predicts that by 2040, over half of all cars sold globally will be electric. So why does this debate really matter? For starters, our planet's air quality is on the line. But it's not just about the environment. It's about the economy, innovation, and even how you budget for transportation. In 2024, California and several European countries implemented policies banning the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035. These laws are setting a precedent for a global shift toward EVs. Tesla's advancements in battery technology, such as their 4680 cells, are driving down costs and increasing range, making EVs more accessible. Concerns about battery recycling are being addressed by companies like Redwood Materials, which focuses on reusing lithium and other materials. Whether you're a car enthusiast or just someone who wants cleaner air, this debate impacts us all. Now, let's debate. Agree. All cars should be electric. Electric cars are better for the environment. Burning fossil fuels releases harmful emissions like carbon dioxide and nitrogen oxides, contributing to climate change and air pollution. Electric cars, on the other hand, produce zero tailpipe emissions. A 2020 study from the Union of Concerned Scientists found that even when accounting for electricity production, EVs are significantly cleaner than gas-powered vehicles in all 50 U.S. states. Lower long-term costs for owners. EVs may have a higher upfront cost, but they're cheaper to operate and maintain. Electricity is more affordable than gasoline, and EVs require fewer repairs because they have fewer moving parts. According to Consumer Reports, EV owners save an average of $4,600 in maintenance cost over the car's lifetime compared to gasoline-powered vehicles. This accelerates innovation and energy independence. Transitioning to EVs pushes technological advancements in battery storage, renewable energy, and smart grids. This reduces our dependence on oil imports, and it boosts our domestic energy production. Countries like Norway, where over 80% of new cars sold are electric, showcase how this shift can create a sustainable and forward-thinking economy. Disagree. All cars should not be electric. This transition could create economic hardships. EVs are still more expensive upfront, making them inaccessible to many. Requiring all cars to be electric could disproportionately impact low-income families who rely on affordable, used, gas-powered vehicles. The auto industry employs millions in jobs related to these traditional vehicles. A rapid shift to EVs could cause economic disruptions and job losses. Infrastructure is not yet ready for an all-electric future. There are not enough charging stations to support a full transition. Many rural areas lack access to reliable EV infrastructure, making electric cars impractical for long trips or daily use outside of urban centers. The power grid itself could struggle to handle the increased demand, especially in regions prone to blackouts or energy shortages. Think Texas, that has recently experienced numerous blackouts. Environmental benefits are not guaranteed. Producing EV batteries requires mining rare earth minerals like lithium and cobalt, which can harm local ecosystems and communities. Additionally, if the electricity used to charge these EVs comes from fossil fuels, then are there really environmental benefits? Recycling old EV batteries is another challenge that could create a new wave of waste issues. Now for some rebuttals. One possible rebuttal to the agree point about being better for the environment could be, while EVs produce no tailpipe emissions, their production, particularly the mining for batteries, can be environmentally damaging. A full life cycle analysis is needed to truly understand their impact. One possible rebuttal to the disagree point about infrastructure not being ready could be, infrastructure challenges can be addressed with government and private investments. In fact, countries like China and the US are already heavily invested in expanding charging networks to meet future demands. In recent years, there have been significant developments in the EV industry. In the United States, federal tax credits up to $7,500 are available for qualifying EV purchases, with some states offering additional incentives. These credits can now be applied at the time of purchase, reducing the upfront cost for consumers. Globally, EV sales are projected to reach 17 million units in 2025, with China leading the market, where EVs are expected to surpass traditional vehicle sales. Automakers are also facing regulatory pressures. For example, Ford is confronting substantial fines in the UK for not meeting electric vehicle sales targets, highlighting the increasing importance of compliance with environmental mandates. These developments underscore the accelerating shift towards electric mobility, driven by policy initiatives, market dynamics, and technological advancements. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, you can have Agree set the stage and choose how to define the debate. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. All new cars sold after 2030 should be electric. What policies would be needed to make this transition feasible? How would automakers and consumers adapt? 2. Electric cars should be prioritized in urban areas. Would this reduce air pollution and traffic congestion? How could rural communities be supported in the meantime? 3. All cars should be hybrid vehicles. Could hybrids act as a bridge technology? What's the balance between reducing emissions and maintaining convenience? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many more by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.